these. I love Annie Giro there with the hello bubby. What I'm waiting for is for Big Fatty to do one of his giggle fits. Every once in a while, he'll just lose his shit on his show.
Right.
Just giggle for like 15 seconds. And it's podcasting gold. And I'm waiting for one of those. I think he had one earlier last week. I need to go back.
Does he mention any really bad ones in his show descriptions? Because you could try searching giggle fit or something.
No, you have to find one. But I want to put that. I want to put a Big Fatty giggle fit after Hello Lovey.
It's like you're a bird watcher trying to find a rare species.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And it's podcasting gold.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2036 of the BFO for Thursday the 12th of November 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, let me guess, you got nothing. Well, no, actually, I've got... Can you hear that? Can you... Oh, Big Fatty, come on! Hello, clean bill of health. It's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're clean bill of health, because that's what Big Fatty is. Because y'all, as you know, on Hump Day, I went to El Dentista, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentista. And Big Fatty, what time did you go? I believe I went at 2:30. Big Fatty, there it is again. Well, we won't be able to use that one again for another 6 months. But, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all went in and had a new, what do you call it? Hygienist. A new hygienist. The one I've had for probably been going to her for Big Fatty, spit it out, maybe 30 years. Big Fatty, that's a score and a half. It's true. A new hygienist, and y'all, she did a good job. Was very pleased with her, and the El Dentisto came in and he couldn't find anything wrong. Big Fatty, he probably needs to have his vision checked. Well, anything wrong with my teethies? That's very different. They are building a new orifice. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. A new orifice, not far from the old one. It may be slightly further away from the villa than the current one, but it's not
more than a quarter mile,
By this time next year, I'll be going to the new orifice. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then after I got the clean bill of health, I headed out to the lens crafters, gotta figure out what's wrong with my glasses. And y'all, I had the nicest girl help me, and I explained it all to her. And she looked at my prescription, and she goes, "Wow, that's really changed a lot from the last time you got glasses." I said, "Okay." I said, I don't know. And she goes, have you had eye surgery? I said, no, no. She says, do you have cataracts? I said, not that I know of. Big fatty, you probably do. Or you probably will. I probably will. But anyway, she says, that just doesn't sound right. Let me go look at your record. And y'all, she went and looked at the record. She says, I think something just got written down wrong on here because this just doesn't look right. She says, but the doctor will be in a moment. And so I said, lovely. And she says, we'll get him just to double check all that. And sure enough, y'all, it was not my regular eye doctor that was there that today. Y'all, it was like it was old Larry. It was old Larry. You know, I thought I was going to have to pay him with a chicken or a pig or something like that. Fatty. Pay him with a chicken and a pig. Okay. Maybe some banana bread. But he had the hardest time adjusting the scooter chair. You know, the chair scoots up and down. Yes, Big Fatty. And he would move it up and down and move it up and down. Y'all, I felt like I was on an e-ticket ride at the Disney World down there at the Ratland, but I wasn't. And so anyway, he finally checked it and he goes, this says that you know, when I first had it done, my doctor said, oh, your vision's gotten better. And y'all, it hadn't. So he says, there's really not much of a change at all in your right eye, just like there wasn't much of a change at all in your left eye. And I said, thank you for calling. So y'all, what's happened is that they are the lens crafters is yeah, I've got a 30-day guarantee that they'll be done right. And so y'all, they are ordering me. Big Fatty, who's sending you a testimonium? It's the Horror Hotel. They've noticed that I'm on the books, as they say. Big Fatty on the books. They've ordered the new lens for me, and once the lens comes in, then they'll send me they'll call me and say, well, yes, and I'll have to go out there. They said it'll take us about 45 minutes to fit them properly to my frames, and but y'all, they're gonna redo both lenses, which just seems like a ridiculous thing to do since the other one didn't change at all. But you know, that they said that's how we do it. I said, okay, I'm not gonna argue with you. Just give me all I'm concerned with is the right lens, and then we'll be fine. And y'all, then it was into the coal mine, and of course, at lunchtime on a hump day, you know what I do? Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. I had some, I do the digital coupons at the Von's East as much as I can. And so, y'all, some of them were going to be expiring. They were going to be expiring, and I said, no, no, we cannot let them expire. So, y'all, I bought some stuff in anticipation of their expiration. They had the Sun Chips on sale. You know, I've mentioned before how much I enjoy the Sun Chips, and y'all, but they had a sweet and spicy barbecue flavor. So I got one bag of those. They were two for $5, but I only got one bag. Y'all, I was going to get my fried chicken bazooms for my lunch, and y'all, they were taking forever, but they had 20 hot and spicy chicken wings sitting right there, all packaged up and everything. So y'all, I just picked up a thing of those. It was 20 of them for $10, which is kind of expensive, but y'all, there was a lot of them crammed in there. So you know, there you go. Y'all, I've decided I'm gonna make me some of my lemon chicken soup this weekend, because y'all, it's supposed to get cold down in the 40s. So I got all the ingredients. I got celery and oregano, and matchstick carrots and an onion. And what else did I get? Big Betty, we don't know. A spinach and lemons. Had to get three lemons, so got all of that. Y'all, they had, let's just see what we got here. They had the butter. They had the butter on sale. So, y'all, I picked up 2 pounds of butter in anticipation of the holidays. Y'all, I got some pretzels because, you know, I'm going to make the nuts and bolts. And, y'all, these pretzels said that they would be good through the middle of January. So, I'll have those. Y'all, they had a coupon for Pillsbury biscuits. So, I got three cans of those. They were on sale. Plus, I had the coupon. Y'all, I got, they had some stovetop stuffing. Y'all, I got a poke roast also, so I'm going to cook the poke roast with the stuffing, and it'll be lovely. Y'all, they have the Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix on sale. Got that. Let's see, what else? Oh, I got me a package of Country Ham. Big Betty, is it spelled? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, I got some sausage patties, so I can have sausage biscuits or country ham biscuits for my brofkas. Y'all, they had the bag solids on sale, so I got, it was buy one, get one free. And y'all, I had a coupon for $1.50 off of seasonings, the McCormick seasoning. Y'all, I need some poppy seeds to make my little ham biscuits that I'm gonna make. Ooh, y'all, that says those chicken wings. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I got that. Y'all, they had the bakery cookeries. It was buy one package, get one free. I only bought one package, but I got the Heath Bar cookeries. Y'all, I just been craving something sweet. Y'all, I mentioned that I got the pork roast, and y'all, they had the sauerkraut on sale also. And y'all, they had, I got a couple of boxes of the Lipton onion soup mix. It was on sale, and I had a coupon for that. And y'all, I had a coupon for the Cheerios, yes, Big Betty, which I'll need for the nuts and bolts also. And y'all, they had if you spent $50, you could get the $50 gas can for $10 off. So I got that. And y'all, with all the discounts and everything, I spent $109.31, but I saved $35.23, and I've got $50 worth of gas. Big Betty, with all that chicken, you got more than $50 worth. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I have mentioned we have got a buttload, big, fatty, vulgar, of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, today we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then there's a fourth one that I don't know who this person is, but they popped up on my computer. Gary W. Gary, let Big Fatty know who the heck you are, because Big Fatty doesn't have any idea who you are, how you got on my marking calendar. Big Fatty, we don't know. But anyway, y'all, in addition to the mysterious Gary, y'all, you know the Nip. You've heard me talk about the Nip. He lives out there in the San Francisco. Actually, he's over there in the Oakland now. I don't know if he's close to the White Horse or not. Big Fatty. But y'all, the Nip is turning, y'all, I think the Nip is turning, I think he's turning 50 today. Big Fatty, the poor old thing. But y'all, in addition to the Nip and Gary, y'all, someone that we don't hear much of nowadays, but he'll probably rear his head again here soon. Y'all, is a Jumbo Guys. Is Jumbo Guys. Formerly of the Daily Purge. Big Fatty, we love the Daily Purge and Jumbo Guys. And he's up there in the Chicago's. And y'all, then, wary, very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, he has recently connected the old ball and chain. Yes, McVitie. And y'all, I think he's just gotten back from his honeymoon. Big Fatty was there humpity-bumpity. I feel quite certain there was plenty of humpity-bumpity. So, y'all, if you see Gary W or the Nip or Joyous or the number one fan, Bill in St. Louis on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all, make sure you wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that they all get their very own ginormous piece of cake. Big Fatty, and y'all, we've got another Ax Big Fatty question coming to us from the artist, the official artist of the BFO. Big Fatty, I didn't know he was the official artist. Yes, he is the official artist of the BFO. Y'all, it's that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, his next question that he sent in, it says, is your family loud with talking at holiday dinners, or are they quiet? My family is loud, but my partner and my exes have all been quiet eaters. It's so awkward. Gus Chad, first of all, thank you so much for all these Axe Big Fatty questions. These are excellent questions, and I can understand if your family is loud and you're used to being boisterous and all at the dinner table and all, and then all of a sudden you are put in a quiet and solemn eating arrangement, that it could be awkward. But let me assure you, Big Fatty, why don't you let me answer? All right, why don't you answer? Why don't you answer? Yes, Big Fatty, I can assure Gus Chad and everyone else that as loud and boisterous as Big Fatty is on the little show, it is very much reminiscent of the family dinners at the table in Hatlanta. They're loud as hell. Y'all, you remember the little kitty in the pumpkin out there? The squeaky kitty remembers that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I found out who that was from. Y'all, it was from Miss Beaver. It was from Big Fatty. We love Miss Beaver. Oh, dear gussie. And Miss Beaver sent me a message saying, has there been something in the Villa mailbox? And I said, yes. Y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver's going through lots of changes. Big Fatty, she's going through the change? Is that what you said? No, just lots of changes. And y'all, evidently, with all the changes, there may be a resurgence. You may see the lodge over there at Kim Beaver's Lodge be coming back here soon. It's not going to happen anytime soon, but soon is relative. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Seda 69 and Cindy. And Seda, whenever Big Fatty is on the air, what do you think?
And it's podcasting gold.
Big Fatty, I think somebody's getting into the eggnog early.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.